covert wars, and no American president has ever been able to level with the American people to say to them, look, you behave just like any other nation behaves in the world. We're always supposed to be special and better and different, when in fact, we're not.
Everybody sells.
We're all selling.
This and a happy adventure
that isn't hungry. Now you can have. Now you can have.
The love of cells is human. You can have.
That's why we couldn't see him that night.
Tell me something, Morgan. In this book of yours, they happen to detail what would happen if they were hostile.
Yes. Said they would probably invade.
Holding the conventions were like right near an oil field, I believe it was. It's a... You know, at the same time, though, you know, God causes the rain to fall on the good and the bad alike, as they say. One of the things that they discovered was that the magnetic poles of the planet were relatively stable from when it was first measured, approximately 1800, somewhere in the late 1800s or so.
Yes.
Up until they started actually testing it, up until about, well, when they started doing this, 1946, 47. And one of the things that started really worrying them was that you had magnetic north and true north were starting to come together. and that somehow the Earth had been knocked slightly off its axis, and that this was the result of massive atomic testing that started in 1945. And then, of course, I think they dropped somewhere to the tune of about 1,500 nuclear bombs on Nevada, you know, our biggest enemy, because they dropped the biggest number of bombs there. And that between cobalt bombs and hydrogen bombs and all of the various testing, that the Earth had been knocked slightly off kilter, if you will.
Associated with father, because mother's love is given, father's love you have to earn. Very few of you expect your fathers to love you just because, but he's my father. Your mother, yes, she's supposed to love you. That's part of the definition of being a mother. And that's given. Of course she loves me. She should. She better. And if she doesn't, it's, oh, terrible, etc. Whereas fathers love you, all expect to earn it. Many of you expected to earn it and failed at it, but nonetheless you at least saw it in the scope of this is something I have to earn. It's not something I can take for granted.
Over 708,000 Palestinian refugees that were created in 1948. And my mother's side of the family tells more of the story of occupation and the type of daily violence that Palestinians have.
And therefore, we would suggest it deals with the same loving components only earned in your reality. Both self-love and self-esteem deal with your ability to be loved or your lovability. Both are composed and comprised in that area. Both are developed, one given, one earned. Self-worth, however, is not self-esteem, nor is it self-love. It is the basis upon which self-esteem and self-love are built. It is the material, the raw material, that is used to form self-love and to form self-esteem.
To live with every day. My father was born in 1940, and when he was 8 years old, the state of Israel was established, and he was taken from his home. His father had to load him into a fruit truck along.
One of the things that they were discovering was magnetic north was drifting towards true north. And extensively by the RAND Corporation in Santa Monica, who built a gigantic model of the Earth.
You're saying it's fact.
It's fact, yeah. I'm saying that
well, it sure is one
concept that was too big for people to kind of handle. What the RAND Corporation found, and this is what well, I think you'll find the most interesting, is that when they built this huge, and you know, in the think tank, right on, in Santa Monica, you know, right up the 10 freeway there.
His other brothers and sisters, and his mother, into the fruit truck as well, and the Haganah, which was the predecessor to the Israeli army, shot at them while they fled, and they fled to Ramallah. My grandfather then went back into Yafo, which is where my father was born. And he went to get his brother and his brother's family. He brought them back to Ramallah, and they were also shot at by the Haganah as they...
You know, right up the 10 freeway there, they built this huge scale model of the planet that has the magnetic fields and magma and the whole thing. And what happened was that when True North and Magnetic North met, they actually found that their model of the Earth actually wobbled over on its side.
It all started. September the 3rd, 1939. The last minutes of peace were ticking away. Father and I were watching Mother digging our air raid shelter.
She's a great little woman, said Father.
And getting smaller all the time, I added. 2 minutes later, a man called Neville Chamberlain, who did Prime Minister impressions, he spoke on the wireless. He said,
as from 11 o'clock today, we are at war with Germany.
I love that wee bit.
War?
Said Mother. It must have been something we said, said Father. The people next door panicked, burnt their post office books, and took in the washing. Almost immediately came the mournful wail of the first air raid warning. Is that you, dear? Said Mother. It's a Jewish funeral, said Father. Quick, put out the begging bowls. It was, in fact, the Beta Shoe Factory lunch hooter. It caused chaos until it was changed. Uncle Willie, a pre-death mortician who hadn't worked for years, started making small wooden mushrooms. He sent them to Air Marshal Harris requesting they be dropped on Germany to prove that despite 5 days of war, British craftsmanship still flourished.
Network. Sorry I missed you. We're doing a search in this area for people that want to earn full or part-time income working from home. We can show you how to earn thousands of extra dollars working around your current schedule. If you're serious, honest, and teachable, and would like more information on this remarkable opportunity, please call 298-8119 to order your free 14-page information booklet. Or visit our website, yourhomebizoff.com. yourhomebizop.com. yourhomebizop.com.
To stand and fight in this creation. Vanity, I know, can't guide I alone. I'm searching to find a love that lasts all time.
Now you can have. Now you can have.
Op.com.
approximately 60% of the time. The other 40% of the time,
they would use ground tactics, hand-to-hand combat.
We spoke. My associates and I will review it immediately.
Planet Earth would have to be eliminated.
Cell. We all know we're in the art of selling.
We.
Self-worth, no matter how hard you try. Now, we've said this on numerous occasions, but we'll say it again because it is something that people won't understand. Self-worth is a quality. It is not a quantity. It is a quality. It is the material out of which you build the other components, which are quantitative and qualitative.
One was white and one was black.
But self-worth is qualitative only. You have as much self-worth today as you have ever had and ever will have. But self-worth is qualitative only.
Pursue your present course and face obliteration.
Well, won't be breaking too!
They wouldn't use our technology or fight an airborne battle, because they know eventually we would use nuclear weapons and the planet would be useless to them.
How could anyone possibly know that information? It's ridiculous. What else did it say?
They said there are one of two outcomes of an invasion. One, they fight and are defeated and have to return again with full forces, hundreds, maybe even thousands of years later.
Right, my name's Laura. And I've got two other mad friends called Skinhead, Morph in other words, and Blair. Okay, we're just mad laughing ravers, and we don't want to meet. We don't want to meet blokes as you know, go out. All we want to do is meet mad laughing, huge dealers with big eyes and pupils, mad coloured clothes, who want to come out raving with us lot. I mean, there are loads of us anyway, but we just want to meet more. You know, the more there are, the better. And if there's any cool dealers around, give us a ring as well. Right, numbers are 01.
Thank you. That information is ridiculous.
Have as much self-worth today as you have ever had and ever will have.
Hey, verdict might be today. I bet they're gonna get off. That's my opinion. What about you? Jesus, you talk about everything else from dog racing to foreign policy. How come you never talk about the kill thing?
Well, Bobby, I avoid the subject. Because it pains me to see real criminals free while four of my brothers eat political shit because the pugs outlawed the chokehold. Well, when they got rid of the chokehold, left us with a stun gun and a baton. Chokehold saved lives, but nobody ever got elected saying that. Well, hell, they don't give those guys enough cars, radios, equipment, or live bodies to man the watches. And then they take away the tactics that work, and they indict them for using the approved tactics that don't. Bobby, this is simple. Either four good cops are going down because they follow the department manual, or they get off, and we're all back in the summer 65, baby.
I don't know about that. You really think so?
They get off, the city burns.
And ever will have. Quantity. No matter how hard you try. Now we've said this on numerous occasions, but we'll say it again because it is something that people won't understand. Self-worth is a quality, it is not a quantity.
North-south magnetic poles flip. Magnetic poles actually
right.
Flip.
Right.
Thank you.
And that was in 40% of that. Now, the military was considering keeping all this top secret. Look magazine got a hold of it. It then appeared in a number of magazines across the United States. And it was just one of those things that was like, at first they thought they had to classify it, but people just kind of felt, well, you know, the Earth's going to flip over. What can I really do about it? And it was just one of those things that was just too big for them. But the biggest thing they were worried about, and this was the most interesting thing in their projections, was is that between approximately 2005 and 2012, that the space between the poles, in other words, it would move slowly at first, 5, 10 miles per year, they felt, and then it would begin to increase 15, 20, 25, 30, get faster and faster and faster, and their projected time frame for massive weather occurrences, winds, and this possible electromagnetic pole shift, possible complete polar shift, was between the years of 2012 and approximately 2014.
Is the material out of which you build the other components, which are quantitative and qualitative.
God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And Abraham said, Here I am. And God said, Now take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go into the land of Moriah and offer him there as a sacrifice on a mountain that I will show you. So, everyone, what's really going on here?
It was a test of Abraham's faith, of his devotion to God.
Danny? As usual, you have something to add?
It's not about Abraham's faith. It's about God's power. God says, you know how powerful I am? I can make you do anything I want, no matter how stupid. You can kill your own son. Because I'm everything and you're nothing.
Bizoff.com. YOURHOME.
Every part of the incident equals everything else.
Representatives.
What of the information in your adult reality?
I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
Likewise, if you tend to hamstring yourself by being the critical parent, the replication and cloning of your own parents, by being the critical parent, that sort of synthesis of all the parental statements that you've ever heard.
Members of the Senate, of
the House of Representatives. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
To get some goods from his brother's store so that they would have something to live on in the interim. And as he fled back to Ramallah, he was shot.
BIZOP.com.
I don't know. The park, for years we've seen these men in the park, the flashers, you know. Okay, it's the first time they made a bust right in an audience. Oh, shit. I really did. Wake up quick, out the back way. This bricks move, anything. It's Super Jew. Miss Holding Joe. All right, now, okay, the whole place is blocked off, and, all right. Oh, I knew that. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have new star of our show.
And all your life amounts to is a recorded repetition.
Will give us a moment, absolutely. Well, yes indeed. It is a delight to welcome each of you, and to welcome all of you.
Of shoulds and should nots, and oughts and ought nots.
By naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor.
You similarly cannot respond to the spontaneity, the creativity, and the liveliness of the adult reality that is around you.
Frozen. 12 at midnight.
This is the Singapore Broadcasting Corporation.
Looking towards the maintenance of peace.
England, London Philharmonic,
Radio Hanoi.
This is Manila calling.
Direct from Radio Australia.
Everybody, near and far, I'm going to Paris to stop this war. All those cats got to listen to me, because I am the judge that you can plainly see. I want a big round table when I get there. I won't sit down to wonder square. I'm going to lay down the law, they better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge. He is the judge. Everybody knows that he is the judge.
Who's there?
Eyes.
Eyes who?
Eyes your next door neighbor. Courtroom.
Judge, your honorship high, sir. Did I hear you say order in the court?
Yes, I said order.
Well, I'll take two cans of beer, please.
This is Singapore Broadcasting Corporation.
An American in Paris, folks.
Hong Kong.
England. London Philharmonic.
Radio Hanoi.
This is Manila calling.
Direct from Radio Australia.
From Washington, the voice of America.
This is London.
Radio Peking wishes you all a pleasant good evening.
Then I will be fill in the blank. Yes.
Then, in fantasy, waiting for reality to deliver unto you that which you have decided it owes you.
Superior to happy, content, powerful, having everything I want, then everything else in my life will all of a sudden fit together.
It's all my fault.
A mandatory retirement age. And we're going to set up rehabilitation camps.
Respond. hang out in your ego and allow the ego to control and run you. You become a prisoner of your own body, you become a prisoner of your own reality, and you certainly cannot respond. The only place that you can respond is by coming from the Adamant. Be here.
Mercy centers in every state of the Union.
Are you with the FBI or any other law enforcement agency?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Linked into databases that get consolidated through companies called data consolidators. One of them is a big company called IRI, or Information Resources, Inc.
Not respond. The only place that you can respond is by coming from the adult.
But self-worth is qualitative only. You have as much self-worth today as you have ever had and ever will have.
Hurt me. Just do it. Hurt me. Ow! Not that hard.
His wife kisses him and he gets sucked under.
Mr. Rickles, there is no question that when you appear on one of the late night shows, the ratings do go up. That is a proven fact. How do you feel about doing all of these? You're requested on so many of them. How do you feel about the
late night
shows?
Well, my back hurts from carrying these people. Johnny Carson and Joey Bishop, they keep begging me to be on. Johnny Carson and Joey Bishop are great stars. They've asked me to say this in the dressing room before the shows. And I have. They have both trigger minds, and they should be fired out of this country.
Well, Mr. Rickles, if you've helped so many other people on their panel shows, now your own show, unfortunately, did not receive the same kind of ratings.
The most despicable person you can think of, down in the city, on the streets, wearing, cloth clothing made of old paper bags, sleeping in some gutter, that drunken, no-good derelict has as much worth as you do. Not one smidgen less. You have worth.
A lot of these are in Spanish.
Yeah, my grandmother's from Argentina. My father's family went over during the war.
Where's your father now?
He's in a mental institution.
Is he a Nazi?
I don't know. We don't talk about that. I don't think he cares about all that stuff anymore.
What's he care about?
Killing himself?
You think people ever commit suicide out of happiness?
That's stupid. Why would they do it if they were happy? You're not like the others, are you? Like your friends?
Yes, I am. Basically, I am.
Accepting and working with those parts of you as the child, the adolescent, critical parent, young adult ego? Certainly so. But being in the adult and coming from the adult, it's the only way you can respond.
Had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message.
Drew silence on CNN. It's obvious, at least to me, Joyce writes, that someone in high places squelched your remarks which were not favorable to the Bush war gang's murderous operations in Iraq.
A 100%. You cannot add to it, you cannot detract from it. There is nothing you can do to become less worthy. There's a lot you can do to block the worth that's there, but there's nothing you can do to become less worthy. And we relate it in this same thing of the problem that many of you have trying to develop your self-worth is that you will fail. You cannot do it. It's not to be done. Take a 10-ounce glass of water that has 10 ounces of water in it and try to get 2 more ounces in there. You can't do it. There's no way, no matter how skillful, no matter how crafty, no matter what a con artist you can be.
Thankfully it was not a fatal wound. This is the story of over 780,000 people in 1948. And I just think it's important because I've heard a lot of misinformation about what happened during that time, and I think I would encourage people to read as much as they can about it. the Nakba, which is what Palestinians call it, which means the catastrophe, has been written about by many people, including Israeli historians. Israel Shayhak, who is a Polish Holocaust survivor, has written about the over 500 villages who, which were destroyed, basically razed to the ground in 1948. So I think it's important to get other information. There's more I'd like to say about that, but I know we've lived it in that time, so I'm going to turn for a moment to my mother's side of the family. My father's family actually thought that they would only be in Ramallah for a few weeks, but the weeks turned into months, and the months turned into years, and the years turned into decades.
Way you're going to get 12 ounces of water in a 10-ounce glass. And so what you do is just that. You sit there with your 10-ounce glass of worth filled to the brim, and you do something that's worth 2 ounces of worth, and you put it in there, and you look, and there's still only 10.
This is Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring.
Last year, the Selective Training and Service Act authorized the annual induction into military service of a maximum of 900,000 men, of whom 600,000 are now in the armies. In the absence of further action by the Congress, all of those involved must be released from active service on the expiration of 12 months.
When you do things to develop worth, you are guaranteed to fail. And you feel it. Think about it, those of you who have done that upon occasion in the past. Worth is a quality. It is not a quantity. You cannot add to it, nor can you detract from it.
But if 2/3 of our present army return to civilian life, it will be almost a year before the effective army strength again reaches 1 million men.
And if you actually look at the Great Pyramid of Giza, and we're going to talk hopefully a lot about that tonight, the Great Pyramid of Giza, of course, the ending of the Mayan calendar, December 21st of 2012, you look at all of these social, political, economic, and geologic cycles that are all coming to a head, they all seem to come to a head once again in that same time frame of 2012 to approximately 2014 or so.
We Americans cannot afford to speculate with the security of America.
Well, I can dump out some of the water. Sure, the analogy doesn't work for that side. As you see, on top of that 10 ounces is a clear lucite lid. Saran wrap or whatever.
The point here is that no matter how despicable you may behave, you may have low self-esteem, you may have low self-love, you may have zero confidence, but you still have the same amount of worth. And for some that makes them very angry. I want to be worthless, so I can punish, so I can manipulate, so that I can rationalize. But you're not. Self-worth is the material, the raw material out of which you build confidence. Or rather, you build love and esteem. It also is given. Absolutely. Self-confidence is different from self-love and self-esteem and self-worth in that self-confidence is the ability to depend upon your positive ego, or to put it more correctly, to depend upon your ego functioning properly so as to survive.
To weaken our army at this particular time would be, in my judgment, an act of bad faith toward our neighbors. Men now in the ranks of the army realize far better than does the general.
South Boston. When a kid would walk down the street, everybody knew his name. He runs out in front of a car, some old Mick will say, Jimmy Dunn, you get back on that sidewalk, and you stay there. When he graduates high school, he goes and sees his uncle down at the gasworks, or the priest's brother at the shipyards. He gets his apprentice. 8 years later, he's making $16.50 an hour. He's got four kids. He's playing ball and going to the moon. Today, that kid walks down the street. It's filled with trash. Half the faces are black. Shipyard's closed. Only jobs left at the gasworks are set aside. And by the time he drops out of high school, he'd rather get a job at the Burger King. So he drinks, does crack, whatever. When he hangs himself in his front porch at 23, the only people that are mourning him are a few of his buddies and his mom. The soul of this country is being destroyed. And the only thing the present government can offer us is free trade, mutual funds, and IPOs. The average man is crushed less by accumulated wealth than by lack of leadership, lack of community, culture, and a sense of emptiness he simply cannot fill on his own. That's why I'm a fascist. It's the only form of government that can address our fundamental needs.
What about race?
Okay, well, this isn't the time for that.
I disagree. I think race is central to everything we're talking about here. Spiritual life comes from race, from the blood. Without that, we're no better than the Jews.
What's wrong with the Jews? Carla.
Look, the point is that the modern world is a Jewish disease, all right?
What disease?
Abstraction. They're obsessed with abstraction.
So what would you propose, man?
Killing Jews.
That would be a catastrophic mistake.
People hate Jews, do you agree?
They used to. Today, that's not an issue.
No. Deep down, beneath all the tolerance that they learn on television, nothing's changed. The very word makes their skin crawl. And it's not even hate, it's just... It's like the way you feel when a rat runs across the floor. You want to step on it. You just want to crush it. You don't even know why. It's a physical reaction, and everyone feels it. Jew.
So which ones would you kill?
Barbara Streisand. Kissinger.
Roseanne.
You don't...
public the disastrous effect which would result from permitting the present army, only now approaching an acceptable state of efficiency, to melt away and set us back at least 6 months while new units are being reconstituted from the bottom up. We are in the midst of a national emergency.
Which was when, as I said, back in the 60s, when the military was projecting that there may be this, that there may be this massive polar flip, and this would be preceded by all kinds of horrifically freak weather.
Is there any particular...
People saying, oh, this movie's nonsense, and the science is all wrong. Well, they didn't apparently never read the popular science article that they did all about that particular movie, in which a skeptic writer went to all the various experts in these various fields of climatology and said, well, what do you think about this movie The Day After Tomorrow? And every single one of them said that the movie they felt was scientifically accurate, even though in the movie, obviously, the time frame was condensed, but that you would see all of these things begin to happen.
All right. Of the World Trade Center buildings.
Globally, I would...
One
had collapsed
earlier, and then there was this... This
is
smoke on the water of the Hudson River, New York City Harbor, and we'll show you on videotape again the collapse of the second of the World Trade Center buildings.
One had collapsed. One man just shaking his head said to me a few moments ago, I was supposed to be at a meeting in the building at 10:30 this morning, and then I saw the second plane hit the tower in this flash of light.
Oil solo.
Right.
It does, because George W. Bush claims Alawi is the legitimate ruler of Iraq, does not mean he is. I mean, the ghost in Yemen, in Vietnam, of Iran. It doesn't matter. Legitimacy. No.
Since every time I've spoken down there, you folks need to get out of here. You need to move at least to higher ground up in the center of the state, up into the panhandle. Let's take it over maybe a little bit bigger over the next 3 years or so.
Fine.
The biggest thing that everybody needs to watch, because it's a trigger once again.
It's a physical reaction, and everyone feels it. You.
So which ones would you kill?
Barbara Streisand.
Kissinger.
Roseanne.
You don't want celebrity obscuring the issue.
Which is what?
At first, no one will know why the victims are being killed.
But you wouldn't announce it.
I'd say nothing. And after about one or two, people try to find a reason, an answer.
And when it comes out, the public will be outraged. It will look like Germany all over again.
Isn't that what we want? Germany all over again, only done right this time.
That's www.yourhomebizops.com.
Hi, this message is for Gary. This is Jeffrey Colwell with the National Consumer Council at 1-800-990-3990. I'm calling in regards to your consumer credit cards and the high interest rates that they carry. Your record is now in our database, and we would be able to cut your monthly payments in half. Interest rates are extremely low now, and as a matter of fact...
It is dependability. To be able to depend upon the self-love, self-esteem, self-worth. To be able to depend upon a positive ego, or an ego functioning properly. So as to cope, so as to survive in this reality.
Is currently at 4.75%. Finally, it's lower than 5. So just think of how much money you could save by... from under those cards. We'll help you no matter what your current situation.
When people find out that rich, successful, brilliant Jews are being killed, they'll be... successful, brilliant Jews are being killed, they'll be glad. And they won't say anything, not even to themselves. Once someone says it aloud, they'll think that's exactly what I was thinking. And it'll all spread from there. It always does.
And while this reply stated that it seemed useless to continue the existing diplomatic negotiations, it contained no threat or hint of war or of armed attack. It will be recorded that the distance of Hawaii from Japan makes it obvious that the attack was deliberately planned.
Ever see a Jewish kid punch you right in the mouth?
Again, because the ego is in its proper function, supposed to give you messages. Messages of what's happening out here in this reality of yours. So that you, as an interior being, can make decisions based upon that information and relay the new information. That's how the ego is supposed to function, not to interpret it as it's supposed to function. When the ego is functioning properly, interior being can make decisions based upon that information and relay the new information. To survive in this reality.
Deliberately sought to deceive the United States.
It would be truly surprising if sound were not capable of suggesting color, if colors could not give the idea of the melody, if sound and color were not adequate to express ideas.
Get fucking hotter than shit just to stuff it up them 3,000 fucking people that show up every fucking day. Because if they're the real Chicago fucking fans, they can kiss my fucking ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My fucking ass.
Professional Sergeant Conroy, but he wasn't going to do any boxing. Oh no, he was to going to pluck another Jimmy Wilde from my ranks. He plucked Lofty Andrews, a beanpole 6'1" with a pigeon chest. Conroy explained, "This lad is God's gift to me. He's as tall as a heavyweight, with the same reach, and he's only weighs 8 stone."
The What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day?
Are you with the FBI or any other law enforcement agency?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Advice that we give you, yet we will show you how to be debt free. So please call the council at 1-800-990-3990. Thank you.
Hi, Robin Weston with Edgewater Resorts in Cape Cod. I have about 200 recipients to notify today, so please excuse this message. I've been trying to reach you because you have been chosen as recipient of 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations, and your round-trip airfare for 2 adults to Las Vegas or Orlando. Now, there's no purchase required. Let me repeat that. No purchase required. The confirmation number you'll need and I'll give it to you twice is 684.
That again, because the ego is in its proper function, supposed to give you messages. Messages of what's happening out here in this reality of yours. So that you, as an interior being, can make decisions based upon that information and relay the new information. That's how the ego is supposed to function, not to interpret it, as we've said so often. When the ego is functioning properly, you are self-confident. Because you can depend that when you get the message, it is warm outside. You can then take that and decide, I think I'll wear summer clothes today. And you can give the message back to the outside reality and have it happen. Rather than the message being, from the negative ego, it's warm outside. Doesn't this always happen? Just when you want it to be cool, it's warm, it's a plot against you. Your higher self doesn't love you. You're a total failure as a metaphysician. You can't do anything right. And there, perhaps in a synopsis, the difference between a positive and a negative ego.
How's your driving record?
It's clean. It's real clean, like my pants is.
Are you going to break my chops? Don't trouble with guys like you coming in and break my chops all the time. If you're going to break my chops, you can take it on the arches right now. You understand?
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean that. Attention.
You're writing what? A poem. Oh. What have you been doing?
Well, what have I been doing? Well, you just come on over here and you'll see what I mean.
What are you doing?
But a much more joyful life embraces the entire spectrum of human feeling. If we can fully experience pain as well as pleasure,
nothing.
Nothing?
That's right.
Well, how do you do that?
How am I doing that?
How can you do nothing?
Because nobody calls me. You're the first one that called me an agent.
Oh, that's a shame. Aren't you taking any pictures?
Nobody's bringing in anyone.
You know, why don't you do one of these things? You know, you get on the street and people walk by, you take their picture and you give them a piece of paper. You know, they...
$100 a shot?
Well, use an Instamatic.
I can't do that.
No, how about painting? I thought you were painting.
I'm drawing.
You're drawing?
Yeah.
What are you charging for them?
$600,000.
What? $600,000?
Yep.
You mean 602,000?
That's right.
Well, let's see. How many have you got?
Well, I've got a nice drawing at work on humanoid.
Well, I look forward to seeing your drawings. You have no... What do you call them? What names do you give your drawings?
I don't give any titles.
None?
I don't give titles.
How about numbers?
Well, I just put the date on and that's all.
Just the date? How about the hour that you did at the time?
Sometimes I have a French, like New Year's Eve. I get two drawings. So the one says 12/31/79, and the other one says 1/1/80.
I think that's a good way to do it, really.
Yep.
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing those, but the price is a little high, $600 to $1,000.
That's true, but when you see them, you'll probably can understand why I'm asking so much.
How big are they?
Well, they run from 9x7 to 18x24.
Are you talking feet or inches?
Inches.
Inches, oh my gosh. They're pretty small.
Well, I'm feeling some, I'm trying to get bigger.
Yeah, listen, if you could do one about 8 feet by 10 feet.
Well, then that would take me all year to do.
Oh, well.
I ask for about $20,000.
Oh, I see. Well, flashback. Look, I'll come by and I'll look at the smaller one. And what is this on? What kind of paper? Brown? Wrapping paper or? What?
Art paper.
Art paper.
Or Frisco board.
And that's framed?
Well, I haven't done that yet, so I can have that done.
Is that included in the price, though?
Bang it.
I'll be negligible to my price.
This is a silly question to ask, but are you using pencils or...
Marker.
Yeah.
Marker.
I really look forward to seeing.
I hear them talking news now.
It's a pleasure to be able to.
Judge, taking on the arches right now. You understand?
See. Sorry, sir. I didn't mean that.
Physical.
Clean.
Age.
26.
Education.
Something. Here, there, you know.
Hey, Harlan!
Military record.
Honorable discharge. May 1973.
Were you in the Army?
Marines.
I was in the Marines, too. So what is it? You need an extra job? Are you moonlighting?
Well, I just want to work long hours. What's moonlighting?
Look, just fill out these forms and check back tomorrow when the shift breaks.
O'Brien, will you step up? Take the car out to 58th Street, please. Because it's crowded on 57.
Snow is on the ground. But the leaves are on the trees.
The leaves are on the trees.
When I'm with you.
The clouds are in the sky.
Flowers.
The bees.
Sing a love song.
Where are the bees?
There's music. When I'm with you,
I'm with you, baby.
Please let me make this confession.
All right.
You're my magnificent.
And now, another
instant
request.
Is the time.
When I'm with you.
When I'm with you. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Onward and inward.
Thank you.
Camp ended a week ago, buddy. Dear parents, this morning at mail call, I was the only one who didn't get mail. I hope you have not forgotten where you put me, your son Peter. Dear mom, now that I'm here, I hope you and Batty... Oh, this is touching. Now that I'm here, I hope you and Batty are having all the fun you were talking about having when you didn't know I was awake the night before I left.
I'll give your group $1,000.
You gave $50,000 to that college magazine.
Things were possible then that aren't now.
I actually feel this moment has a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, I read your piece. It's very smart and very wrong.
In what ways?
I forget the Jewish stuff. It doesn't play anymore. There's only the market now, and it doesn't care who you are.
People still need values and beliefs.
No, they don't. Not the smart ones. Look, I'll give you $5,000 if you can document your tax-exempt status. But when you fall off this horse, come see me. I can show you how to make a lot of money.
I don't care about money.
You will.
You're a Jew. You may not realize it, but you are.
Maybe I am. Maybe we're all Jews now. What's the difference?
Wash away the garbage and the trash off the sidewalks. I'm working long hours now, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m, sometimes even 8 a.m, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. It's a long hustle, but it keeps me real busy. I can take in $350 a week, sometimes even more when I do it off the meter. Skunk pussies, buggers, queens, fairies, dopers, junkies, sick, venal. Someday a real rain will come and wash all this scum off the streets. I go all over. I take people to the Bronx, Brooklyn. I take them to Harlem. I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. It does to some. Some won't even take spooks. Don't make no difference to me.
Driver 48 to 6, please. Man, you are gorgeous. Beautiful little girl. I can't afford to get stopped anywhere. Be a big tip in it for you. You do the right things. You got away. Yeah, now you're talking about it. Driver, hurry up, will you?
Yeah,
night when I return the cab to the garage, I have to clean the cum off the back seat. Some nights I clean out the blood.
There were red roses in the rain. Don't cut them, I pleaded. They won't last, she said, but they're so beautiful where they are, I said. Ah, we were all beautiful once, she said, and cut them and gave them to me in my hand.
God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And Abraham said, Here I am. And God said, Now take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go into the land of Moriah and offer him there as a sacrifice on a mountain that I will show you. So, everyone, what's really going on here?
It was a test of Abraham's faith, of his devotion to God.
Very good.
Isaac wasn't his only son. Ishmael was his son, too.
The only son they loved.
No, they only killed him when they loved him.
As usual, you have something to add?
It's not about Abraham's faith. It's about God's power. God says, you know how powerful I am? I can make you do anything I want, no matter how stupid. Even kill your own son. Because I'm everything and you're nothing.
Okay, Danny, but if Hashem is everything and we are nothing, how then are we to judge his actions?
We have free will and intelligence, which God allegedly gave us.
Wait, what are you talking about? God never lets Abraham kill Isaac. He gives him the ram so he doesn't have to.
Personally, I think that's a lie.
You think? Based on what?
There's Midrash supporting it. My father read a book by Shalom Spiegel that said Isaac died and was reborn.
No one follows that Midrash.
I do. I follow it. But okay, say God provided the ram. So what? Once Abraham raised the knife, it was as if he'd killed him in his heart. He could never forget that. And neither could Isaac. Look at him. He's traumatized. He's a putz the rest of his life.
Danny, watch your language.
I think the whole Jewish people would...
And this is my girl, and she's not trash. My daughter didn't do anything wrong. Not a thing wrong. She didn't deserve what she got.
Without negative ego functions, you have no confidence. You cannot depend upon it to give you accurate information. Self-confidence is the ability to depend, not the ability to get information, but the ability to depend upon the information. That's very important to distinguish. It is something you earn or develop by experience. So, when we look at it, self-worth and self-confidence Thank you. deal with your ability, your dependability. Self-love and self-esteem deal with your lovability. And that is a very major distinction and one to be aware of. Under the lovability categories, you have the given of self-love and the earned of self-esteem. Under the dependability category, you have the given of self-worth and the earned of self-respect. Self-respect and self-esteem both being earned, self-love and self-worth both being given. An integral part of the self-love and self-esteem and the self-worth in its usability. In its usability. An integral part of that is self-confidence. In its usability, an integral part of that is self-confidence. And therefore, indeed, to realize what confidence is, the self-confidence, it's the ability to survive and to know you can, not choose us, it's the ability to depend upon the fact that you can't survive. It is not the survival itself, it's the ability to depend. I am confident in myself, means that I can depend upon me to cope with whatever happens to survive. To get through this day, get through this week, get through this time of my life. And not just to somehow manage to eke out a survival and maybe near death's door, etc. Almost didn't, but somehow by the skin of my teeth, by the fingernails hanging on, I did. No. It is depending. And that ability to depend upon yourself that I can, even though I don't always know how, I know I can survive. And it is vitally important because without it, a number of things screw up.
He was born 3 months premature.
Friday.
Do I give a shit? Torah says you can't light a fire on Shabbos because it's work, correct?
Yeah.
But if alternating current is running through the wires every second of every day and I turn on a switch, sending it here instead of there, how is that lighting a fire?
The chickens get milk.
Exactly. Who's this?
It's Dennis Leary.
Funny?
Yeah, not like Uncle Mitch.
He was funny.
Staging ground for the invasion, right? But he didn't. He blew it by going after civilians, just the way he blew it on the Russian front.
Stalingrad.
Gettysburg. We're refighting it with World War I technology. It's a fucking bloodbath.
Good.
I'm bringing the TV in here.
There's something about me. Do you ever loosen up?
I don't know.
I'm not here.
Statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area.
First of all, without self-confidence, self-love and self-esteem are rendered rather ineffective. For if you don't have any confidence, the self-love and the self-esteem remain in potentia. Something that's totally inside of yourself that never manifests or is responsible for manifesting anything else. So confidence, self-confidence is a vital important aspect of that love and esteem. Secondly, without self-confidence, self-worth becomes totally theory. It becomes totally isolated. For if you do not have a way to manifest it, a confidence to use it, then it becomes purely that, just a theory. Aha, self-worth is something that you have, you can't detract from it, you can't add to it. There, I'll store that away in little known facts and party lines. But I won't use it in my day in and day out activity. It becomes therefore isolated.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lippman. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. I mean,
course I deserve it.
Well, you're really on your way now.
I really ought to do something about that cold.
You got a raise?
I don't fool around, baby.
I thought you said Pendant was in financial trouble.
They were, but they're being absorbed by Matsushimi, that big Japanese conglomerate.
Wow, when did that happen?
They're signing the papers next week.
Does this mean they're going to be publishing Kramer's coffee table book?
Yeah, they'll definitely do it now.
Boy, you're on quite a streak. Job promotion? Plus you're back with Jake Jarmel?
Yeah, it's getting serious. We're talking about moving in together.
Boy, you've really got it all. I'm sure Helen Gurley Brown will be very proud of you. Speaking of having it all... Where were you?
I went to the beach.
Oh, the beach!
It's not working, Jerry. It's just not working.
What is it that isn't working?
Why did it all turn out like this for me? I had so much promise. I was personable. I was bright. Oh, maybe not academically speaking, but I was perceptive. I always know when someone's uncomfortable at a party.
Got napkin over there?
It all became very clear to me sitting out there today that every decision I've ever made in my entire life has been wrong. My life is the complete opposite of everything I want it to be. Every instinct I have in every aspect of life, be it something to wear, something to eat, it's all been wrong. Everyone.
Tuna on toast, coleslaw, cup of coffee.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. I always have tuna on toast. Nothing's ever worked out for me with tuna on toast. I want the complete opposite of tuna on toast. Chicken salad on rye, untoasted, with a side of potato salad and a cup of tea.
Well, there's no telling what can happen from this.
You know, chicken salad's not the opposite of tuna. Salmon's the opposite of tuna, because salmon swim against the current and the tuna swim with it.
Good for the tuna.
George, you know, that woman just looked at you.
So what? What am I supposed to do?
Go talk to her.
Elaine, bald men with no jobs and no money who live with their parents don't approach strange women.
Well, here's your chance to try the opposite. Instead of tuna salad and being intimidated by women, chicken salad and going right up to them.
Yeah, I should do the opposite. I should.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
Yes. I will do the opposite. I used to sit here and do nothing and regret it for the rest of the day. So now I will do the opposite and I will do something. Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice that you were looking in my direction.
Oh, yes, I was. You just ordered the same exact lunch as me.
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
I'm Victoria. Hi.
Control the gun, okay? The gun doesn't control you. Relax. Take a deep breath. And let it out as you pull the trigger. Okay, again. Which one were you aiming at?
Father.
Oh, check this guy out. Hey, Drake. Nice shooting.
The Reich Security Main Office had its headquarters on Prinz Albrechtstraße. From here, Adolf Eichmann organized the mass deportation of Jews from all over Europe to extermination camps. And it was here that the Gestapo had its home prison, where people were detained while being interrogated. So it was not only a place for armchair killers where the horror remained abstract and hidden behind bureaucratic language. The horror was practical and immediate.
You can imagine that nobody came here any longer for Sunday walks. People might not have known exactly what they were doing, but they certainly knew that they were people you didn't pass with. So you try to distance yourself from this part of Berlin.
The topography of terror is not a memorial in the usual sense of the word. It is referred to as a contemplation site, a place where you can think and learn. Inside the concrete building, which was the Gestapo kitchen, is an exhibition of the biographies and activities of the perpetrators and their victims. Everyone who visits arrives with his own questions. But the questions are all basically the same. They are variations of how could this have happened? The topography of terror was the first memory project in the part of Germany labeled the Federal Republic, the former West Germany, that dealt with the so-called history of perpetrators.
Thirdly, the negative ego has total reign. Total reign. Because self-confidence is the ability to depend upon the positive ego to function. Obviously, if you don't have any confidence, you don't have a positive ego functioning, or you don't have any dependability of it. And therefore, the dependability lies with the negative ego. The negative ego has full reign at that particular point, absolutely so, without confidence. Fourthly, without the confidence, without the self-confidence, you don't grow up. You remain either an adolescent or a young adult, living in a fantasy that is unattainable, a fantasy that you don't really want to attain, a fantasy that you just want to dream and talk about and pine over. But if offered to you, you would run the other way. Without confidence, you stay stuck in, at best, young adult. At worst, adolescent.
The reason for that is we were a flop. That was the reason. No, we were on ABC, which is a great network. I understand that they're building a station out in the Nevada test site. And they're not going to have a show, just explosions. Elton Rule, the president of ABC, said to me only the other day, I gave him hot farina and he went back in his little crib.
Mr. Rickles, if you were to design a kid's show for Saturday or Sunday mornings or the early mornings for kid's show, what kind of a thing would you have? Could you give us a rundown of the type of kiddie show you'd do?
Well, I think I'd open with throwing up.
It will no longer be possible to say that the country has a unified set of core beliefs. At that point, we will cease to be a nation in the traditional sense, and will become instead a confederation of specific interest groups, like medieval principalities. And at the same time, we will flow into the anonymous, undistinguished sea of the global market.
So the other night, you said that you thought the modern world was a Jewish disease. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
In the movement, this racialist movement, we believe there's a hierarchy of races, you know.
Whites at the top, blacks at the bottom, Asians, Arabs, Latins, somewhere in between. Why are you writing this down if you're recording it?
It helps me concentrate. Danny, what about the Jews?
Jews? Judaism? It's like a sickness.
How is Judaism a sickness?
Take sexuality.
Sexuality?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You ever fuck a Jewish girl?
What?
You ever fuck one?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been out with a Jew.
There you go. What did you notice?
Like what?
Jewish girls love to give head. Right?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Is that right?
And Jewish men love to get it.
Everybody likes to get it.
Yes, it's very pleasurable. But Jews are obsessed with it. You want to know why?
Yes, why?
Because a Jew's essentially female.
Female?
Yeah. Real men. White, Christian men. We fuck a woman. We make her come with our cocks. But a Jew doesn't like to penetrate and thrust. He can't assert himself in that way, so he resorts to these perversions. Oral sex is technically a perversion, you know that, right?
Yeah.
So that's why after a woman's been with a Jewish man, she's ruined. She never wants to be with a normal partner again.
So the Jew's a better lover.
Well, he's not better. It's not what I said. I said he gives pleasure. That's actually a weakness.
All right, so it's not that the Jew runs the media or that he owns all the banks. It's that they're sexually corrupt.
The Jews clearly control the media and the banks, investment banks, not the commercial ones. But the point is, they carry out in those realms the exact same principles that they display in sexuality. They undermine traditional life, and they deracinate society. Deracinate. Tear out the roots. A real people derives its genius from the land, from the sun, from the sea, from the soil, you know? This is how they know themselves. But, like, Jews don't even have soil.
Yes, Israel.
Those aren't Jews.
Of course they're Jews.
Notice the Israelis. It's a fundamentally secular society. They no longer need Judaism because they have soil. Because the real Jew is a wanderer. He's a nomad. He's got no roots and no attachments. So he universalizes everything. He can't hammer a nail or plow a field. All he can do is buy and sell and invest capital and manipulate markets. And, you know, it's like all mental. He takes a life of a people that's rooted in soil, and then he turns it into this cosmopolitan culture based on books and numbers and ideas. And, you know, this is his strength. You can take the greatest Jewish minds ever. Marx, Freud, Einstein, what have they given us? Communism, infantile sexuality, and the atom bomb. In the mere 3 centuries, it's taken these people to emerge from the ghettos of Europe. They've ripped us out of a world of order and reason. They've thrown us into a chaos of class warfare, irrational urges, relativity, into a world where now the very existence of matter and meaning is in question. Why? Because it's the deepest impulse of a Jewish soul to pull at the very fabric of life till there's nothing left but a thread. They want nothing but nothingness. Nothingness without end.
Wow. Danny, this is great. You're incredibly articulate. But one thing, how can you believe all of this when you're a Jew yourself?
Excuse me?
Do you know a Rabbi Stanley Nadelman? He was at the congregation Ohev Zedek.
Who? How would I know him?
He said you were bar mitzvahed there in March of 1988.
He said, and you believe that? And you call yourself a real reporter?
Okay, so you're saying that that's not true.
Do I look Jewish to you? Look at this.
Were you ever bar mitzvahed anywhere else?
Do you have any idea who you're fucking with here?
No. Who am I fucking with here?
Not
a what?
Fuck you.
Why would Nadelman lie to me?
To discredit me. Yeah. I know who they are. I already explained this to you, guy. These people can say and do anything, and they will. It's all narrative. Are you going to put what he said in your paper?
Well, give me a reason not to.
Because it's slander. Because it's reckless disregard. Because I'm going to sue your fucking Jew paper, that's why.
So you're denying that what he said is true? Yes or no? All right. You know, take it easy.
Hey. Look at me, guy. Oh, no, you can't even look at me now, right?
Oh, guy, please. Go.
You put that in the New York Times, guy. And I'm gonna kill myself.
Number you'll need for directions is 1-800-233-9985. Again, that number is 1-800-233-9985. I apologize. We can only hold your trip until midnight, so please call me back now. Let's wrap this up and enjoy your trip on us.
We're currently painting in the neighborhood, and I wanted to check and see if you guys need an estimate on any interior or exterior house painting. If you do, please call me at 800-390-4848, and I'd be happy to come out and provide you with a written estimate. If it's easier for you, you can also request an estimate or get more information about my company online at www.universitypainters.com. And in case I spoke too fast, my phone number again is 800-390-4848, and it's Greg Clark with University Painters. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Is fully applied, the Earth will be converted into a huge brain, capable of response in every one of its parts. While listening on my cosmic phone, I caught words from Olympus Blow. The latest tells of a cosmic gun. To be pelted is very poor fun.
Network, sorry I missed you. We're doing a search in this area for people that want to earn full or part-time income working from home. We can show you how to earn thousands of extra dollars working around your current schedule. If you're serious, honest, and teachable, and would like more information on this remarkable opportunity, please call 888-298-8119 to order your free 14-page information booklet. Or visit our website, yourhomebizoff.com. YOURHOME.
Is no alternative, Professor. In such a case, the planet Earth would have to be eliminated.
Such power exists?
I assure you, such power exists.
The scientists who are attending these meetings have come here from all over the world. Now, this power you speak of, they must be made to realize that it exists. Now, you mentioned a demonstration of force.
Yes.
Something that would affect the entire planet?
That can be arranged.
Perhaps a little demonstration.
Something dramatic, but not destructive. It's quite an interesting problem.
Would tomorrow be all right?
If you say so.
Say about noon?
Then tomorrow at noon. Good.
Exact lunch as me.
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
I'm Victoria.
I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California.
Nobody knows.
All right, fine. So they knew what they were doing, and they just went ahead and did it anyway.
I had heard.
To the reality in which you live, effectively, successfully. You can attempt to respond, you can wish to respond, you can desire to respond, you can't retrospectively know how you should have responded, but you cannot respond from any other position than adulthood. Therefore, the first key is to be responsible, to be able to respond, which means to be in the adult, to take the responsibility through four key factors, which we have mentioned so many times that we'll run through them very quickly, so as not to insult you. To recognize what you're doing, to acknowledge that it's you who's doing it, and to acknowledge the reasons why, the payoffs. To forgive yourself. To forgive yourself for your own sake, so as not to have to continue to repeat the pattern. To forgive yourself for the other person's or for the other situation's sake, so as you don't keep doing it to them. And to change. To change the behavior. To change the response.
In the New York Herald, November 26, year 1911, there is an account of the hanging of three men. They died for the murder of Sir Edmund William Godfrey, husband, father, pharmacist, and all-around gentleman resident of Greenberry Hill, London. He was murdered by three vagrants whose motive was simple robbery. They were identified as Joseph Green, Stanley Berry, and Daniel Hill.
You came up with something a couple of
Green Berry
about a
Hill.
Week ago.
Yep.
That was great.
And I would like to thank.
I just want to play.
This was only
you come
a matter
up with some things
of chance.
Great. And this is Donald Johnson being caught in a lie on Face Nation by Bob Schieffer and Tom Friedman. And can we play that, Chris?
If they did not have these weapons of mass destruction.
This is Schieffer.
Granted, all of that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Why then did they pose an immediate threat to us, to
well,
this country?
Well, you and a few other critics are the only people I've heard use the phrase immediate threat.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't. The president didn't. And it's become kind of folklore that's what's happened. The president went...
You're saying that nobody in the administration said that?
I can't speak for nobody and everybody in the administration. Didn't say nobody said
Vice
that.
Vice president didn't say that?
Not if you have any citations... I'd like to see
it. We have one here. It says, some have argued that this is you speaking, some have argued that the nuclear threat from Iraq is not imminent,
this is
that
Tom
Saddam
Friedman.
Is at least 5 to 7 years away from having nuclear weapons. I would not be so certain.
Mm-hmm.
Close to imminent.
Well, I tried to be precise and I've tried to be accurate. I'm so
no terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than
now
the
listen,
regime of Saddam Hussein.
Now listen to this.
My view of the situation was that we believed the best intelligence that we had and other countries had, and that we believed, and we still do not know. We will know.
Now, my interpretation of what Rumsfeld said there was hama 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 hama. He said, "I never said immediate threat. That was just a what did he say to Schieffer? That was folklore."
Right, a myth, folklore.
Yeah. Okay. Can you give us one more thing from Hannity? Because Hannity has basically not apologized yet for... I remember watching Fox during the war, and every day he'd say, they found some.
Yeah.
They found some weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah. Well, he said on December 9th, 2002, that Al-Qaeda, quote, obviously has the support of Saddam. He said that the same month that the L.A. Times reported that U.S. allies have found no links between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. He didn't care, though. April 30th, 2003, he said he possessed documents that, quote, proved a direct link between Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda's network, the Al-Qaeda network in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
And he disparaged people who said, if you listen to people on the left, they're not fazed by this evidence. Now, they may not have been fazed by the evidence because earlier that month, the Miami Herald reported that senior U.S. government officials confirmed that they had found, quote, no provable connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda.
So Bill O'Reilly has apologized for saying that if they don't find weapons of mass destruction, I'll apologize. He made the apology.
Right.
Sean Hannity, that's Sean Hannity. And Rumsfeld, of course, that was beautiful. That was really beautiful day. Because Rumsfeld was, you know, did I say, I... Didn't say immediate threat? Yeah. Of course.
And we have a list on our website, www.americanprogress.org, of all the times the administration said imminent threat, immediate threat, urgent threat, mortal threat.
Did I deny it? Absolutely. Did I say it? Sure. Is it a lie? You tell me. I love his... Why do I keep asking myself rhetorical questions and then answer them? I don't know. Is it annoying? Sure. You tell me. That's Donald Rumsfeld.
Sometimes they even did it without asking the parents. And then so many of these children have neurodevelopmental abnormalities. Now, then, of course, they tell us now that they've taken the mercury out of the vaccines, have they?
They've taken it out after much ballyhooing back in the late 1999-2000 era. They took it out of some of the vaccines that are given to small children below age 6. But it is still in most of the flu shots that are mandated this coming year. It's going to throw a lot of kids who don't have ADHD into ADHD. Those that have ADHD is going to throw them into autism.
All right, fine. Is Lou Jean there? Can she come on? All right,
yeah,
let's talk to her.
Okay.
Lou Jean?
Okay,
fine. Well, of course, Lou Jean's been up on the Internet, and of course, you can get up on the Internet and find all of this information, or you can go to...
Dr. Allen and Lou Jean Clark's website is called NoMercury.org. Is that NoMercury.org?
NoMercury.com.
No, it's NoMercury.org.
NoMercury.org. And, of course, Lou Jean has been up there. Tell us what they're doing, though. They know this is toxic to the brains of newborn and very young children. In fact, it's even toxic...
And my mother's family was already in Ramallah at that time. And my mother's family and my father's family lived under 35 years of occupation. And I think that the word occupation gets thrown out a lot in the American media. And I don't think that it translates into what it actually is, which is violent. If you look at the most recent intifada, the second intifada, which started in September of 2000, 2,042 Palestinians have died under siege by the Israeli military so far, and 357 of these people were children.
The brains of older people, and as we've already pointed out, Dr. Fundeberg's research shows a 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is becoming epidemic. We have all sorts of organizations for patients with Alzheimer's disease, but nobody's telling them about the almost virtually lethal effects of this. No, they don't die. They just become, their sort of brain sort of dies. But what's happening as far as children in foreign countries?
It's a big game that we play, life. It's not what you hope for. It's not what you deserve. It's what you take. I'm Frank T.J. Mackey, a master of the muffin, and author of The Seduce and Destroy System, now available to you on audio and video cassette.
I believe what I said yesterday. I don't know what I said, but I know what I think, and I assume it's what I said.
Poor Mrs. Purefoy. Methodist husband. Method in his madness. Saffron bun and milk and soda lunch in the educational dairy, YMCA. Eating with a stopwatch, 32 chews to the minute. And still his mutton chop whiskers grew. Supposed to be well connected. Theodore's cousin in Dublin Castle. One Tony relative in every family. Hardy annuals he presents her with. Saw him out at the Three Jolly Topers, marching along bareheaded, and his eldest boy carrying one in a market net. The squallers. Poor thing. Then having to give the breast year after year, all hours of the night. Selfish those TTs are. Dog in the manger. Only one lump of sugar in my tea, if you please. He stood at Fleet Street crossing. Luncheon interval. A sixpenny it rose. Must look up that ad in the National Library. An eightpenny in the Burton. Better. On my way. He walked on past Bolton's Westmoreland house. Tea, tea, tea. I forgot to tap Tom Kernan. Three days, imagine, groaning on a bed, with a vinegared handkerchief round her forehead, her belly swollen out. Dreadful, simply. Child's head too big, forceps. Doubled up inside her, trying to butt its way out blindly. Groping for the way out. Kill me, that would. Lucky Molly got over hers lightly. They ought to invent something to stop that. Life with hard labour. Twilight sleep idea. Queen Victoria was given that. 9 she had. A good layer. Old woman that lived in a shoe. She had so many children. Suppose he was consumptive. Time someone thought about it, instead of gassing about the, what was it? The pensive bosom of the silver effulgence. Flapdoodle to feed fools on.
they could easily have big establishments, whole thing quite painless. Out of all the taxes, give every child born 5 quid at compound interest up to 21. 5% is 100 shillings, and 5 tiresome pounds multiply by 20 decimal system. Encourage people to put by money. Save 110 and a bit. 21 years, once work it out on paper. Come to a tidy sum, more than you think. Not stillborn, of course. They're not even registered. Trouble for nothing. Funny sight, two of them together, their bellies out. Molly and Mrs. Moiselle. Mother's meeting. Tysus retires for the time being, then returns. How flat they look all of a sudden after. Peaceful eyes, weight off their mind. Old Mrs. Thornton was a jolly old soul. All my babies, she said, a spoon of pap in her mouth before she fed them. Oh, that's num num. Got her hand crushed by old Tom Walson. His first bow to the public. Head like a prize pumpkin. Snuffy Dr. Murren. People knocking them up at all hours. For God's sake, Doctor. Wife in her throat. Then keep them waiting months for their fee. To attendance on your wife. No gratitude in people. Humane doctors, most of them. Before the huge high door of the Irish House of Parliament, a flock of pigeons flew. Their little frolic after meals. Who will we do it on? I pick the fellow in black. Here goes. Here's good luck. Must be thrilling from the air.
But will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us.
Seduce and Destroy will teach you the techniques to have any hard body blonde just dripping to wet your dock.
Going out tonight, Mrs. Benson?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Carpenter.
I'm afraid I startled you.
Yes, I am going out. Mr. Stevens is calling for me.
Everyone seems so...
Jittery is the word.
Bobby's the only person I know who isn't jittery. He's a fine boy, Mrs. Benson.
Naturally, I think so.
Warm, friendly. He's the only real friend I've made since I've been here.
Mr. Carpenter, this is none of my business. But why did that detective come in last night, that Mr. Brady?
Bobby and I tried to see Professor Barnhart in the afternoon, but he wasn't in. Apparently they thought I was looking for secrets of some kind.
Well, that must be Tom now. Oh, Mr. Stevens, do come in. Helen is in the sitting room. Alert, Mrs. Crockett. She has a romantic mind.
Hello there, Helen. Got a minute to spare. You ready?
Hello, Carpenter. Mm-hmm. Picture strikes 8:50 on the dot.
I'll be ready in a minute. I was just talking to Mr. Carpenter.
Oh, I hope Mr. Carpenter won't think I'm intruding. Excuse me. I was just going up to my room. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Carpenter.
Have a good time, both of you.
Thank you. Oh, that was awesome.
I'm sorry. I'm just tired of hearing about Mr. Carpenter. Mr. Carpenter. I don't like the way he's attached himself to you and Bobby. After all, what do you know about him?
Very little, it's true. Well, let's not stand and talk about it anymore. I'll go up and get my things.
To be
the possible eruption of Mount Pelee on the island of Martinique. And that if Mount Pelee erupts on the island of Martinique, you are going to see a series of huge undersea earthquakes, some very serious earthquakes in the western part of the United States. Eventually, I mean, projecting out a little further in the future, let's say over about the next 7 years or so, a landmass actually rising off the coast of Florida, which I see, and this is very far off in the future, as being sort of a rising continent that will eventually become known as New Atlantis. And going all the way back to, I think, the first manuscript that I published back in September of 1992, when I published a map in there called the Millennium Factor, I always saw that it was going to be the East Coast that was going to have, and Florida specifically, when it breaks up into an actual chain of islands, with most of Florida being at or about 3 feet below sea level, and with the global water levels beginning to rise once again over the next 10 years or so, then as these storms become more and more severe,
hits today. Keeping it fresh, playing it first, brand new music. Out the hits. You're partying. On the countdown to number one, this is number five, number five, number five. On the countdown to number one, this is number four, number four, number four. On the countdown to number one, this is number three, number three, number three, number three. On the countdown to number one, this is number eight, number eight, number eight, number eight, number eight.
All this music, all the time. Music, all the time. All the time. All the time.
As we move into the electromagnetic flux of the planet, this massive solar cycle, Florida, Louisiana.
There was a rumor on the net, I bet.
Because of their spiritual practices and their prayers and the, I mean, you can't go 50 yards in Jamaica without hitting some kind of church there.
Right.
And the Jamaicans really kind of hate the Haitians because they feel that Haiti is a, well, even the word hate, E, is a place of black magic. And
okay, fine, a wild
lesson, things that are going on. Now, I'm not saying that the people in Florida aren't, say, as spiritual as the people in Jamaica, let's say. But, you know, the Chinese have an old proverb that if you build your house next to a dragon, it shouldn't matter that the dragon is sleeping. And there's been so many people that have actually...
But you're suggesting there could have been some kind of magic involved, and what happened?
I'm thinking that, once again, that I think the spiritual nature of the people in Jamaica, and I think their faith, and I think the power of their faith, I believe, managed to drive it away from the island. At least that's what many of the people that I know there claim, that they prayed very, very hard, and that miraculously Jamaica was, in fact, spared.
Then, by extension, those with, let's say, a lack of great faith are open targets for this kind of thing?
I think in many ways, yes. And
implying the Haitians, implying, well, hell, implying Floridians.
Well,
yeah.
Once again, I go to Florida, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, when I go to the New Life Expos down there, and, you know, over the last couple of years or so, they were not particularly well attended. There were not a lot of people that seemed to be interested in very higher spiritual things, at least in the place where I was. Of course, there was a lot of problems with security because they had things down by the port, and they were searching people because the place where they're actually holding the conventions were like right near an oil field, I believe it was. It's at the same time, though, you know, God causes the rain to fall on the good and the bad alike, as they say. And Florida just so happens to be geologically positioned in such a way that, you have these massive storms, and I think that what's also going to occur, and this is, once again, it's very unique that just over the last couple of days that we had the Jewish New Year in 57-65.
Interesting.
And over and over from...
Thanks a lot for helping me with my homework.
That's all there is to it, Bobby, my boy. All you have to remember is first find the common denominator, then subtract.
Hawaii, the only state which has not voted for Max, was given a lethal overdose in toto of STP. The survivors are a weird, hearty breed now, largely nomadic and strangely ill-coordinated. They do not seem to understand what has happened to them.
And die of, you know, natural illness. That's one thing, but for them to be murdered, you know, is... It's unreal to me.
For most of their building fund.
Where do they get the money?
Pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, my goodness.
They're very active keeping the doors open at these various society offices are dependent upon the largesse of the vaccine and pharmaceutical industry.
I mean, this is the most incredible story. In fact, if I didn't know it were true, and I've already researched this very carefully,
that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger.
Gotcha. Thanks, Mr. Carpenter. I'm leaving with Tom, Bobby. You'll go to bed on time now, won't you?
I'll say goodnight again, Mrs. Benson.
Mr. Carpenter...
Yes?
Nothing. Good...
Good night. Night, Bobby.
Bad Germans. So I was raised and educated on a little island, let's say, called the Good Germans. And somewhere, I never knew exactly where that somewhere started, where the bad ones. They were not marked, they had no hat, they were not wearing a special hat or something like that, but I knew that they were existing.
It took over 40 years until these ruins of the past could be uncovered. In the 1950s, the war-damaged buildings were deliberately torn down by the authorities in West Berlin. It was not until the mid-80s that enough pressure built up to allow a group of concerned citizens, that's how the people from Topography of Terror described themselves, to dig up the past, to dig for the remains of the headquarters of horror. What they were looking for was the archaeology of the German psyche. What they found were parts of the derelict walls of the Gestapo prison.
These are not terribly exciting archaeological findings, but they are important to make clear to everybody who visits this ground that there were buildings here before, that this wasn't always an empty site right in the middle of the city, which of course is very odd. And secondly, they did find a lot of...
How do you live in a society which is definitively shaped by the generation of fathers and grandfathers, which were either perpetrators or the sons of perpetrators? That's a difficult question, and I always had a very simple answer and also a very simple way of living. That was West Berlin. This was really an island, an occupied island. So I was living in Germany and I was living amongst Germans and I had a German ID card. And for a long time this was part of my identity, to be a West Berliner. But on the other hand side, this might have been an escape, not to deal too much for the society as such.
The Topography of Terror is not the government's favorite project. The current generation of political leaders is reluctant to acknowledge that the Germany of today was at least partly founded on the realities behind the Topography of Terror. Their reluctance is largely unconscious and unspoken, but every once in a while, the existence of the project is threatened, in spite of the lip service that is paid to this open wound in the city landscape.
With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
there to go. The Gentile fish.
Oh, that's his hair.
Who does your hair?
Strike out. Yeah, the waiter.
You guys know what you want?
We sure do. Could I get a ham and cheese? On white?
We don't serve ham. We don't serve cheese.
Well, they serve white.
What the fuck? Seven grains.
What the fuck do you serve?
Well, that's why you have the menus.
Cairo roast beef with Swiss.
We don't serve cheese.
What's wrong with cheese?
This is a kosher restaurant, all right? We don't serve meat with dairy.
What about with chicken?
Chicken's meat.
It says in the Bible, you don't see the kid in its mother's milk, but chickens don't give milk.
All right, you guys want cheese that badly. There's a pizza place right next door. You can go there.
Okay. It's stupid, though, right? I mean, admit that it's stupid.
You want milk a chicken?
No. I won't admit it's stupid.
You can have chicken with eggs, but you can't have it with milk? Why is that?
All right, Steve.
Maybe Steve can explain it.
Hi, Steve.
Bring in the
egg.
Steve, go over here. You can explain this to us.
Stevie boy. Stevie got a stick.
No, no, no. Let's ask him. Hey.
Got a problem here?
We sure fucking do, bitch. We don't understand why you can't have chicken with milk. It doesn't make sense.
Religion's not about making sense.
It's about the incomprehensible, Steve. Not the idiotic.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. That explains it. Now we understand.
Put your fucking finger in his face.
Hey, all right.
Why don't you get your finger out of my fucking
my stool?
You do go beyond childhood, however. Fifthly, without self-confidence, the fear of loneliness becomes actual alienation. Yeah, it's like you know, paranoid, you know, so afraid everyone's after them, and sometimes there are people out to get you. Right? Fear of loneliness, right. I knew all about that, learned about that last month. But it becomes reality. You become alienated. It is essential. You can grow spiritually, but self-confidence is a vital part of your spiritual growth. The accomplishment of it, the achievement, the fullness of it that you're after. It's very important to understand that, to see how that works, and we refer back to, as we talk about the broader macrocosmic grand promise and the broken confidence and the effect therein. So it is on a very personal level. You can grow spiritually, you can understand things spiritually and make your life a little bit better, improve certain qualities and aspects therein. But to truly have the spiritual growth that you're looking for, you need essential. You need self-confidence. What's important here perhaps is a slight distinction, and that is that the human potential movement, is that movement or that activity that helps you discover more of what you are, whereas the spiritual potential or the spiritual potential active movement, whatever, helps you discover more of who you are, rather than just what you are. Not that one is not important, quite clearly so, and not that they don't overlap, but perhaps that distinction is important. You can go through the human potential movement, quote-unquote, and take every course and everything that's offered you and learn everything that there is to learn, filling up notebooks and cassette tapes and all of that, without any confidence in yourself. And you've gone through the human potential movement and you get a scope of what you are. that to be involved in the spiritual movement, the spiritual development, the spiritual potential, which is much more than just the human potential, which is basically learning about who you are, that requires confidence. You can't take the courses. You can't, you know, take the itinerary and go around and, you know, do it all without confidence.
Marcel Proust was born in 1871, the son of a prominent Catholic doctor and his Jewish wife. A sickly boy, he was severely asthmatic from the age of 9 and was often sent in summer to shore resorts in the hopes of improving his health. In his teens, he and friends at school began publishing little handwritten magazines, and later he became a prolific contributor to another review. His stories and sketches reveal a snobbish young man fascinated with aristocratic society. He attended the Sorbonne, and at the age of 24, he began his first novel, which he later abandoned. In the years that followed, he became a serious student of the English writer and art critic John Ruskin, who inspired in him an interest in architecture. He made a number of trips outside of Paris, where he lived, to study the famous buildings of Europe. Proust's parents died in the first years of the 20th century, and from this time on, Marcel grew more and more withdrawn. In 1907, at the age of 36, he moved to an apartment on the Boulevard Haussmann, where in later years, to keep out all sounds, he lined the bedroom walls with cork. He rarely ventured outside, partly because of his health, and partly to avoid distraction from his writing. For by 1908, he had conceived and begun what was to become his life's work.
Well, since this fight seems to have been instigated equally by both sides, I'm going to give you a choice. You can spend 30 days in jail, or you can take some sensitivity training with some people whose experiences have been a bit different from yours.
When I refused to have sex with him, the warden ordered my sister Esther shot right in front of me. Everyone considered it my fault, so after that, of course, I did anything he wanted.
I want to fuck her anyway.
I hear one more remark like that, and we go back to court for resentencing. Sit down, please.
He was a pig like you, so perhaps he had no taste.
Thank you, Mrs. Frankel.
The man was afraid to let us hide on his farm any longer, but he agreed to take us to a more remote place. But on the way, he was stopped by a checkpoint. When the soldiers found us in the hay, one of them tried to take my son out of my arms. He began to cry, so I held on to him. And not to refuse the soldier, but simply to assure my son I was there. But the sergeant became enraged. He stuck his bayonet in my son's chest and lifted him up and impaled on it. My son was 3 years old. He held him so that the blood spurting out of him fell on my face. The soldiers were laughing. And when the blood stopped, the sergeant pushed my son off his bayonet and said, "There, you can have him now."
What'd you do?
What are you trying to say?
What did you do while the sergeant was killing your son?
What could he have done?
What could he have done? Sergeant's killing his kid. What could he have done? He could have jumped the guy, gouged his eyes out, grabbed his bayonet and
They would have shot him on the spot. They would have been dead in 2 seconds. Who are you to judge?
So he's dead. big deal. He's worse than dead now. He's a piece of shit. Look at him.
You're going back.
What do you think he should have done?
Danny, don't listen to him. It's all a bunch of crap.
What's crap?
The so-called Holocaust. It never happened.
Oh, please.
It's true, Danny. There was no 6 million. At most, 200,000 Jews died in the camps, and the majority of them...
Ridiculous. Have you seen the deportation?
The Nazis themselves have kept records.
Villains. If Hitler didn't kill 6 million Jews, why in the hell is he a hero? He's got concentration camps all over Europe, and he only manages to get rid of a measly 200,000? He's a fucking putz.
Hitler wasn't a putz. Hitler was real. God created him to punish the Jews for abandoning the Torah.
Oh, for God's sake, I am not here.
Remember who you're talking to.
It is you who are putzes. You little pishes with your dreams of hatred and killing.
What do you think you would have done if you had been there?
Not what he did. Just stand there and watch?
How do you know? You've never been tested like he has. Here in this rich, safe, stupid country, it is so easy to imagine oneself a hero. But you have no idea what it was like. You can't conceive of it. Everything, all of Europe, was designed to break one's will. Millions went to camps, many stronger, braver than you. They did nothing, just as you would have done nothing.
Where do you think you're going?
We have nothing to learn from these people. You should be learning from us.
And what should we learn from you, Daniel?
Kill your enemy.
You get bored and drop out.
Absolutely, sir.
So we would suggest here, that's very important. And seventhly, with self-confidence, your choices become growth choices. Or, without it, almost all your choices are fear choices. So self-confidence is very important, because you see, anything can be a growth choice and anything can be a fear choice. Now, should I read this particular book? Well, the fear choice, I might learn something I don't want to deal with, etc. Might make me see things about myself I don't want to. The growth choice, I can learn more about myself. The fear choice, by reading it, I'm becoming dependent, I'm not thinking for myself, etc. The growth choice to not read it is, I'm going to be my own person, I'll figure it out for myself. I'm not going to rely upon somebody else's idea of what's going on, I'm going to figure it out myself. So any decision you make, whether it's to do or not to do or something, can't be interpreted as a growth choice or a fear choice. A lot of, in the last couple of weeks particularly, because the chantal's been flying off to New York quite unexpectedly and back and forth, etc., a lot of appointments have had to be either cancelled or rescheduled in the last several weeks, etc. Now, each person involved in that is creating their reality. And therefore, are they creating a growth choice or a fear choice in that particular regard? We would dare say that without any confidence, every choice is a fear choice. And that's the motivation. You can perhaps theoretically point out the growth choice, but you're acting upon the fear choice. With confidence, self-confidence, more and more of your choices become growth choices.
Be quiet about it for the fucking nickel dime people to show up. The motherfuckers don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They ought to go out and get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out there and a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15 come out here. A fucking playground for the cocksuckers. Rip them motherfuckers. Rip them cocksuckers like the fucking players. Got guys busting their fucking ass and them fucking people too. And that's the cunt? My fucking ass. They talk about the great fucking support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this fucking year. The name of the game is hit the ball, catch the ball, and get the fucking job done. Right now, we have more losses than we have wins. The fucking changes that have happened in the Cub organization are multifold. All right, they don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's the criteria of them dumb 15 motherfucking percent that come out to day baseball. The other 85% are earning a living. It'll take more than a 5-13 or 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club.
People are coming in. Is this my mazel? Is this going to be like a mob raid arrest? That's the next step. I get arrested, and the whole audience gets schlepped in for viewing a lewd show. Oh, big! And it would be so beautiful if, but it's not. You're a good audience. But what if I have a good for business audience that really come and don't like me at all, and on top of they get arrested? Now, let me get this straight again, Mrs. Dolan. The man's a cocksucker, and you stay there for 45 minutes there? He said, motherfucker, we got the tape there. You stay there for another 50 minutes. Is that right? And, well, I think 30 days in the farm aren't going to hurt you at all. So. Now, some people would wonder, hey, why didn't he do any bits and doesn't the records? Well, the reason I'm up here is to look at me more. That's what performance. Look at me, Ma. Watch me, Ma. And if your mother watches, and so on, it's gratifying. Now, if I do the bits you want me to do, and I say, what bits? I do the Hitler bit, and do Religion Incorporated, and do the Palladium bit, and do the prison bit, and I do all the bits. And you walk out. You like them?
Whether you
all right, every time you see the same shit.
I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know. There was never a man like my Johnny.
On Sunday, December 7th, 1941,
like the one
a state of
they
war
call
has existed.
Johnny.
Between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
On the lawn down at the mall. In that place where the soldiers are all out in front.
And where were the soldiers all this time?
Hey,
mental and an emotional climate of unconscious selling.
The Hebrew New Year, 5765, through 2005, September, October of 2005. We'll give it about a month's rain in there. That this year, we have 1 year now, about 365 days and change, was going to be a year of warning. That we have 1 year now to get prepared.
The smell of alcohol, a smell I still associate, as I suppose many people do, with pain and sickness and terror. And with it, the long needle. He once more assured me that it wouldn't hurt, and I once more believed him. Not completely, but enough to be quiet while the needle slid into my ear. It did hurt.
We should go.
Bro, come here. Look at this fucking thing, man. Holy shit.
Oh, it's weird.
What the?
They read right to left.
It's like squash bugs.
Is it ink? Is it blood?
No, they use soy.
Danny, you all right?
Soy.
Neat calligraphy.
It's called the flame alphabet. They think it's the word of God written in fire.
Cool. How come you know all this shit?
How come you don't? How can you say you hate Jews if you don't know anything about them?
Fuck you. I hate the Jews just as much as you do.
Really? What's shotness? Titties?
Titties?
What? Tefillin?
Who cares?
You know the Kaddish from the Kiddish? You say, if you really hate something, you study it so you know why you hate it. Eichmann? He studied the Torah, the Talmud, the Mishnah, the whole thing. He hated Jews.
Who's Eichmann?
Who's Eichmann?
Eichmann was head of the Gestapo's Jewish sector, deported people to the camps.
Hey, don't touch the letters, okay?
Why the fuck not?
Just don't!
Didn't you see Raiders of the Lost Ark?
What?
That was an ark, man. That was a Torah. They fucked around with it and melted their faces.
That was a movie, asshole.
Go ahead. Touch the letters. Touch the letters.
Let me see.
Here you.
Let me see.
That's it.
Hey.
What do you think of that?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Let's go.
Come on, man. Let's get the fuck out of here.
more and more, regardless of what you do, the choices become great choices. With confidence, you have power. Without it, power is a theory. The ability to act, power, not the ability to dominate, the ability to act, becomes a vibrant reality when you are feeling self-confident, becomes an intellectual theory when you are not. With confidence, you act as the cause of your reality. Without it, you react to the effects. Self-confidence is vitally important in your reality. And the development thereof, very important to have. Why not have confidence then? Why do you block it if it's so vitally important, if it's such a necessity? Well, we would suggest quite obviously there's numbers of reasons why people will not develop their self-confidence, and even when they know they ought to, won't. There are those of you here listening to this, or here listening to the recording of this, that indeed will dutifully listen and take very copious notes, outlined ever so beautifully, etc., and will not do anything with it. And will find yourself just as much lacking confidence next week and next month and 6 months from now as you do now. And it's not because, well, I didn't quite get it, or I wasn't quite there. It's because you've chosen not to.
How are things going?
Fine.
We'd like to talk to you about something. Are you all right?
Yeah.
We are about to launch an above-ground, intellectually serious fascist movement.
We want to build bridges to certain positions in the political mainstream. Works like the bell curve, sociobiology, Earth First, the Genome Project. We want to have lectures. Invite blacks and Jews and liberals. Chomsky speaks, Stanley Crouch.
You know, I've been waiting my whole life for something like this.
We want you to help us run it. Give speeches, lead seminars, handle the fundraising.
Handle the fundraising?
We need someone with intelligence.
Well, what about the synagogues and Manzetti and all of that?
We need intellectuals. We have enough thugs.
I'm not an intellectual. I mean, I read, but look at fundraising is just, it's...
Danny, we want you to talk to people. Can you do that for us?
Well, yeah, sure, I can, you know.
Do you have a decent suit?
We'll get him one. All right, we'll sort him out. We'll get him a cell phone and anything else he needs.
Just to relax the kids.
Mr. Rickles, Ed Sullivan has probably been on television longer than any other personality. Why do you think this is so?
Well, have you taken a good look at Ed? I mean, how are you going to say to a man like this, you're not on anymore? The body could disintegrate right in front of you. The man's head is wrong, definitely a wrong head. The head was put on an angle, and it ruined him.
Have you and your lovely wife, Barbara, ever been on the Newlywed Show?
Yes, at home. We've played this game many, many nights. I have a cousin that works the lights for us.
What's perhaps the first thing we'd like to say about this is why not develop confidence is similar to what we've said about perfection. There's a lot of people that go around and say, oh, isn't it sad, oh, poor me, isn't it, oh, what a silly thing I do, I'm just hung up on being perfect, isn't that silly, aren't I just some sort of nerd, etc., ho, ho, ho. It's such a cute little problem, perfection, isn't it? Gee whiz, you know. Well, in truth, when they say I'm trying to be perfect, what you're in a sense saying is I'm trying to be better than everybody else, and I'm all broken up because I'm unable to do it. And therefore, if rather than saying, oh, tisk, tisk, I've got a problem with perfection, isn't that just, my goodness, Oh, tisk, tisk, I have a problem if I'm trying to be better than everybody else, and I haven't been able to do it yet, isn't that? Yeah, all of a sudden it doesn't quite become such a socially acceptable problem. It's a little hard to go up and say to somebody, will you please give me sympathy because I'm trying to be better than you, and I haven't been able to do it yet. Well, similarly, lack of self-confidence is a function of ego and of the young adult. Therefore, to say, oh, everything went all right, except I just don't have any confidence in myself. Isn't it sad? Isn't it kind of one of those socially acceptable, cute little problems, etc.? No worry about being egotistical, a poor person lacks confidence, etc. Gee, I just was doing great, and I really programmed it, but I just didn't have the confidence to follow through. You know, aren't I the Dickens? Aren't I just the cutest little thing you have ever seen, etc.? Don't you just have such sympathy and such understanding for my totally benign problem of lack of confidence? Well, like perfection, lack of confidence is an ego stance. It's not something that you have. It's something that you've chosen. You have as much opportunity to be confident about what you're doing as you do to be lacking confidence. In fact, more to be confident than not. Therefore, you have to go out of your way to lack confidence.
Work
and
television.
You're doing that as a function of your
this
ego.
Means our newsstands are going to be flooded with such filth that Playboy magazine will look like a puritanical piece of trash. It means sex education classes in school will be using animated cartoons and filmed dramatized sexual intercourse.
Sorry, but there are lots of bad writers.
I guarantee you that. There's some fucking pros out there that want to fucking play this game. But you're stuck in a fucking stigma of the fucking Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that cheap shit. All these motherfucking editorials about Say and fucking, the Philly-itis and all that shit, it's sickening.
Doing so as a function of your ego.
It's the webmaster, whiterosesociety.org, where this program is archived. Thanks to...
A long novel in seven parts. In French, it is À la recherche du temps perdu, in search of lost time, though it has always been known in English as Remembrance of Things Past.
Oh shit, guys, this is it. This
Hi,
is
I'm
it.
Cindy Pomeranz with Channel 8
guys,
News with Rabbi
guys,
Malcolm.
Guys! Get in here, this is it.
How is it today that tragedy and disaster were averted from the temple?
Well, apparently the power cell and the timer gave out precisely 13 minutes before it was set to go off. Now we can only conclude that once again, God intervened to save the Jewish people. Cindy, as you know, 13 is a mystical number in the Jewish faith. We believe that God has 13 attributes, of which the highest is Ein Sof, which means without end, or sometimes it means nothingness without end.
Nothingness without end. Interesting.
It's the purest form of spirit.
Fuck.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Turn on cartoons.
I'm Cindy Pomeranz with Channel 8 News, and I'm standing in front of Temple Ahava Torah.
And it's a function of your die-hard determination to hang on to the young adult fantasy.
And
now, a massage from the Swedish Prime Minister.
Today on Silly Noises, our two teams are the Bournemouth and District Amateur Gynecologists, who take on our visitors today from Goole in Yorkshire, the Humber and District Catholic River Wideners Club. And it's Bournemouth's turn to choose the first subject. Bournemouth.
Clay pigeon shooting, please.
No, Goole?
History?
Yes, well done, Goole. And so Goole got a point ahead in Silly Noises this week, and here's history. What famous 19th century foreign minister made this noise when you pushed him?
Lord Aberdeen?
Yes, 3 points. And now, Bournemouth?
Yes?
Wrong. The answer was a pederast. No points there. Goole, your second history question. What European treaty was signed to the sound of this?
Kitty, 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 kitty.
The Franco-Prussian Alliance of 1821?
Yes, indeed, no mistaking that. Now, Bournemouth, you ready?
Yes.
No bad luck, rather a difficult one, no points. And so, with Goole leading by 7-0, we're going to suddenly stop the game.
Good evening. Tonight, dinosaurs. I have here, sitting in the studio next to me, an elk. I'm sorry, an elk. Mrs. An Elk.
Miss.
Miss An Elk, who is an expert on the...
An elk.
What?
An elk, not an expert.
No, I was saying that you, Miss Elk, were an A-N, not A-N-N-E expert.
Oh.
Mr. Leisbeek.
I'm sorry, I'm dying.
Yes, I see.
When I was 20, I decided I wanted to be the most famous person on the planet. Regardless of what my reality says, regardless of how hurtful that is to you, regardless of what that does to anybody else in that reality, I'm not giving it up. That's what I'm saying when I won't have confidence.
Yes.
What is my theory?
I am saying I would rather be in my negative ego. I would rather hold on to my negative ego manipulations of you. Because it's real hard to get any energy behind that, you know. But you see it more realistically for what it is. Lack of confidence is a choice. Your mother didn't do it to you. Oh, she always put me down. She always told me I was dumb. She always... And that... All right, that may affect your ability to see yourself worth. That may affect your ability to love yourself, but it does not honestly affect your ability to have confidence in yourself. That's the mistake you make. My father never paid attention to me. He never played ball with me in the backyard. He never, if you're a boy, he never, you know, never let me sit on his knee once I was 13, etc., if you're a girl, whatever, etc. He made me feel ugly. He made me feel dirty, whatever, for girls, etc. And for boys, he didn't let me feel like a man. He didn't teach me how to function in the world as if he knew. But nonetheless...
What is comedy? How can one get into comedy? I don't know the answer to any of these questions. I'm not Lenny Bruce. I'm a nut who escaped from Napa. I have perpetrated the greatest hoax on KPIX since the Cardiff Giants. The four men here who were beautifully conned into the fact that those six fellows with the Doberman pinches were my managers have been conned.
Half the right-wing money in New York is here tonight. They've come to see you. You impress them. If you do what I know you can, this movement will be up and running by tomorrow, and we will be on the front page of the New York Times in 6 months.
Here he is.
Is that him? Taylor. Can you see him?
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Does anyone know what that is?
A Jewish prayer.
Yeah. You have any idea why I would say a Jewish prayer?
Because you're a Jew.
That could be one reason. What's another? Let me put it this way. Who wants to destroy the Jews? Who wants to grind their bones into the dust? And who wants to see them rise again? Wealthier, more successful, powerful, cultured, more intelligent than ever? And you know what we have to do? We have to love them. What? Did he say love the Jews? It's strange, I know. But with these people, nothing is simple. Now, the Jew says all he wants is to be left alone to study his Torah, do a little business, fornicate with his oversexed wife, but it's not true. He wants to be hated. He longs for our scorn. He clings to it as if it were the very core of his being. If Hitler had not existed, the Jews would have invented him. But without such hatred, the so-called chosen people would vanish from the earth. And this reveals a terrible truth, and really the crux of our problem is Nazis. The worse the Jews are treated, the stronger they become. Egyptian slavery made them a nation. The pogroms hardened them. Auschwitz gave birth to the State of Israel. Suffering, it seems, is the very crucible of their genius. So, if the Jews are, as one of their own has said, a people who will not take yes for an answer, let us say yes to them. If they thrive on opposition, let us cease to oppose them. The only way to annihilate this insidious people once and for all is to open our arms, invite them into our homes, and embrace them. Only then will they vanish into assimilation, normality, and love. But we cannot pretend. The Jew is nothing if not clever. He will see through hypocrisy and condescension. To destroy him, we must love him sincerely.
Yes.
If the Jews are strengthened by hate, then wouldn't this destruction that you speak of, whether it's by love or any other means, wouldn't that make them more powerful than they are already?
Yes.
Infinitely more. They would become as God.
Okay.
It's the Jews' destiny to be annihilated so they can be deified. Jesus understood this perfectly. And look what was accomplished there with the death of just one enlightened Jew. Imagine what would happen if we killed them all. So let us say together, Shema Israel.